outside of our company.
Good morning, I'd like to call the Fourth Osage Nation Congress to order. We are in our HUNTA session. Today is April 20th, 2016. We're on day 21 of our agenda. And today is April 21st. First item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you please lead us in prayer this morning?
Almighty Father God, and creator of all things, we come this day and again we say thank you for this season. Thank you for the days past that you have given us, that we've made decisions and we're learning from these things, Almighty Father, that we have decided upon. And what takes us to this day, Almighty Father, we ask for your divine guidance to take us through this day with clearness of thought and fairness of heart and love in our hearts, Almighty Father, for our people, for the goodness of the things to be said and to be done and to be decided upon, Almighty Father, for the good and betterment of our own people, Almighty Father. Thank you for these things and privileges that you have given us to sit here, Almighty Father. Just guide us throughout the rest of this day. Be with our leaders, our staff, people here and our Osage people, Almighty Father, wherever they may be. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Roll call.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Present.
Congressman Yeck.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes, I had noticed that before we only have a member absent. Do we put their name in the lineup? Or do we put their name in the lineup and not present?
I had a discussion about that when I was reviewing the journal myself. In the votes on legislation, it shows them present. And or absent, it shows them absent and their names there in the vote. I thought it was okay just to leave them off if Congress does not want them being left off of the motion type votes. We'll insert them and put absent. But the journal clearly indicates that they are absent. And the vote count is just an 11 member vote count on the motions. In all legislative matters, voting on legislation, they are there as absent. If you want it to change back and have them absent in the motions, we can do so if that's what the body wishes. Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Well, I would prefer for them to be listed. I think that in the event that anyone wanted to come up here and request open records, they may not know that. Or they may see it. I think they should be listed.
Congresswoman Edwards.
What do the policies and procedures say?
I believe they remain silent on it.
So it looks like when we took the vote on the bills on third reading, it shows them absent. But then...
Excuse me, I missed what you first started saying right then.
When I look at the bills and resolutions on third reading, it shows their name and absent, right?
Right. On all legislative vote counts, they will be required to be that way. That is in our policy.
So what's changed is just
the way we're doing it right now. Nothing's changed. In our committee reports, we don't, if a member's absent, we don't mark them in a motion count with an absence.
Okay.
It's quite up to the body, but that's the way we've started handling that.
All right.
Yes, Congresswoman Edwards.
The heading on page two, on the bottom of page two, should probably be at the top of page three, so you can, for consistency.
Yes. It'll just push the vote off the other page, but that's fine. We could put the heading up top, push the vote, some of the vote to the other page, no problem.
Just change the...
Congressman Walker.
Page seven on reports of select committees. Has me as the chair of Rules and Ethics.
Thank you. We will make that correction. Attached here too. It's not on there right now, but the proper journal. What page are you in? There's a notation that we attached to, I can find the detail on this, because we'll rewrite them. Okay. Yes, Congresswoman Pratt.
On page five, motion to suspend the second one. I made the first one, and Congresswoman Buffalo had made that motion for 15107.
Page five?
Yes, the bottom. We made that motion for 15.
We'll make that correction.
And also, I know this is minor, but on all the motion to consider, it says made a motion to place consider confirmation, and it says it consistently on all the motion to considers, and it's just kind of grammatically maybe consideration of confirmation.
Okay. We got that correction? Congressman Walker.
Under motions and notices on page nine, I made a motion, my motion for Lou King was to, to appoint and confirm.
Appoint and confirm. Okay, we'll go back and review the...
That's my recollection of it.
Okay. We will make that correction. Congressman.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the journal as amended. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed?
Abstain.
Could you mark Congressman Shaw as an abstention on that vote, please? Okay. I want to do a little bit of house cleaning on our agenda today before we get start go any further. If you guys want to take a note, I failed to put the terms on the consideration of confirmation, so you can know what their term is being confirmed for, and we'll correct. It'll be correct in the journal. But item number four, Patrick Tinker is a 3-year term. Number five, Francis Murphy is a 1-year term. Item six, Baron Anderson is a 2-year term. Seven, Teresa Mead is a 3-year term. Eight, Jackie Badley is a 2-year term. Nine, James Perrier is a 3-year term. 10, Teresa Lamson is a 3-year term. And 11, Lou King is a 3-year term. And on the second page of the agenda, I want to note one more correction before we get started. On number 12C, ONCA 1622, that's the wrong bill number. The title is correct there, but it should read ONCA 1658. I believe that's all that I have today. Okay. We're going to move on to agenda item number 4, consideration of Osage Nation Health Authority Board appointee Dr. Patrick Tinker to a 3-year term. The floor is open to discussion. Congressman Walker.
Since it's on the agenda, does somebody need to move to confirm? Or
yes.
Okay, I move to confirm Dr. Patrick Tinker to a 3-year term.
I have a motion and a second. We're in discussion to this confirmation. Congressman Edwards.
I might ask somebody from the Health Committee to provide us with some information about Dr. Tinker's willingness to, I'm assuming since he's consented that he's willing to do this for another 3 years.
Would any member of the Health Committee like to speak to that question? Congressman Shaw.
I was not at the meeting yesterday when his credentials were vetted, but I've been in contact with him quite a bit over the last year. And all I can say in response to that is I'm not aware that he had any plans to not continue on. He has chaired the health authority and set things in motion and plans to continue to serve. I have every belief that he wants to continue as a health authority member.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion to the consideration of this confirmation? Seeing none, the question is, shall Dr. Patrick Tinker be confirmed to the Health Authority Board for a term of 3 years? All in favor of that confirmation, say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, Dr. Patrick Tinker is going to continue being a board member on the Health Authority Board. Number 5 is consideration of Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board appointee Francis Murphy to a term of 1 year. Is there any movement? Congressman Walker.
Motion to confirm Francis Murphy to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for 1 year term.
Second.
I have a motion and a second by Congressman Mason. Is there any discussion to this confirmation? Seeing none, the question is, shall Francis Murphy be appointed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 1 year? All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Are there any opposed?
Abstain.
Congresswoman Edwards marks her down as an abstention. Francis Murphy is confirmed to the Blue Stem Ranch Board for a term of 3 years. Consideration of Blue Stem Ranch Board appointing Farron Anderson to a term of 2 years. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Move to confirm Farron Anderson to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 2 years.
Second.
I have a motion and a second by Congresswoman Pratt. Is there any discussion to this motion? Seeing none.
Madam Speaker.
Oh, excuse me, Congressman Shaw.
You know, when all of the appointees are brought before us, our committees have, it seems that most have seen themselves as vetting the basic credentials, qualified by education or experience, no ethical barriers to service. And so then we're presented with these appointees. We do have opportunities to look at their backgrounds, maybe a resume. Some of them we know personally or have observed in other roles for the nation. I just would urge the Congress to critically look at whether every person that's put before us is suitable for the role for which they've been appointed. There may be some bright people who've had service in other capacities, and they performed exemplary service, but whether or not they're a good fit for that particular board may be questionable. After hearing a lot of comments from my colleagues regarding this particular candidate, I feel there's a better candidate out there and cannot support her confirmation.
Congressman Buffalo Head.
Well, I would urge my colleagues to vote yes. Farron is a a very fair individual, and she has very good writing skills to help this board get started. She has been voted in by her colleagues on this board as chair of the board as of yesterday, and it is my opinion that she will be the person that is really going to help get this board started and get off the ground in terms of getting policy, procedure, budgets, et cetera, implemented. So I urge you to vote yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I have objected to the way this whole appointment process and the formation of a subsidiary LLC has come about throughout this session. I was expecting to come to session and participate in a discussion about how the ranch was going to be managed and what vehicle was going to manage it. And I did that pursuant to a promise that was made by the principal chief that it was going to be left up to Congress how to do that. And of course, Congress acts in session. Instead, I was told that the Tallgrass LLC board formed a subsidiary LLC called Bluestem Ranch LLC. Now, Tallgrass and Osage LLC have subsidiary boards. They have subsidiary entities. One of them is called Pinnacle Design and the other one's called OIC. And in both instances, the boards of those subsidiary entities is Tallgrass.
Congresswoman Edwards, is this germane to this confirmation? Let's pull it back in
okay.
The confirmation.
Please. And as a result, there weren't additional board members. In this instance, for some reason, instead of expanding Tallgrass or letting the Tallgrass board run a subsidiary LLC, all of a sudden now we have a different board.
Congresswoman Edwards.
This is out of line.
So Congresswoman Edwards, you need to keep this to the confirmation of Farron Anderson to
right.
The Bluestem Ranch LLC.
So, as a result, because I don't think we need a subsidiary board like this, I will be abstaining for every board member, not because I don't know whether they're qualified to serve as a member of a board. I just don't agree that we should have this board at this time.
Is there any more discussion to this, Congressman Supernaw?
Speaking on behalf of Farron Anderson, I am very much in favor of her for this board. She worked for years for the BLM, which was would give her preparation for what we need and on this board. Her skills of reviewing legislation, writing legislation, reviewing contracts is one thing that is needed on this committee. Most of the members here have a lot of expertise in the ranching business, which is sort of needed, but she also has those skills, plus she knows Congress. Some of us served with her for 4 years, and I don't know where this negative comment would have come from, but I certainly am in favor of her, and I think she'd be a real asset to this board. I urge anyone that if you don't know her, I certainly would recommend that she be confirmed.
Thank you, Congressman Supernaw. Congresswoman Pratt, did you want to be recognized?
Yes. Well, I too urge support for Farron Anderson, and I am not one of Congressman Shaw's colleagues who heard any negative comments against Farron, and her resume and experience speak for itself, and She does have government experience in how this nation operates, and I think that would be an asset. She's a wild horse specialist. That's been discussed as maybe something for the ranch. She's been in many leadership roles within this government and outside of the government in her professional life. She has a degree in agricultural economics and agricultural communications. She's a businesswoman who owns her own business, and she has a backbone. So I think that she would be a real asset to this board and, once again, this nation.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Is there any more discussion to this confirmation? The question is, shall Farron Anderson be appointed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC board for a term of 2 years? Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Abstain.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Yeck.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. Farron Anderson is confirmed as a board member of the Blue Stem Ranch Board, Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board, for a term of 2 years. Next item on the agenda is another consideration. It is for Teresa Mead for consideration of appointment to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 3 years. Congressman Walker.
Motion to confirm Teresa Mead to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 3 years.
Second.
I have a motion and a second by Congressman Norris. Is there any discussion to the motion? Congressman Walker.
Well, for those of you that don't know Teresa, and I don't know if anybody here does, I would just say that I do. I've known her practically my whole life. She's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and she's a businesswoman. Her and her husband have ran a successful plumbing business over in Ponca City for over 30 years, during which time they've always had had a cattle operation as well. She's currently operating about, 7,000 acres of the Freeman Ranch. Her and her husband run a cow-calf operation, and they're doing quite well. I get to see it on a regular basis, what they're doing, and it's the kind of outfit that we want to see operated out on the Blue Stem.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Edwards.
I also know Teresa Mead, and I do believe that she is qualified. My abstention is based on my belief that a board is not required for this subsidiary LLC.
Any more discussion, Congressman Walker?
I failed to mention this. It's also one of Mark Freeman's daughters.
Any more discussion to this confirmation? Seeing none, the question is, shall Teresa Mead be appointed to the Blue Stem Ranch as a board member for a term of 3 years? I have a roll call vote, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Yeck.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Abstain.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. The motion passes. Teresa Mead is appointed, confirmed as a board member to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC for a term of 3 years. Agenda item number 8 is the consideration of Blue Stem Ranch LLC board appointee Jackie Badley. Congresswoman Pratt.
Move to confirm Jackie Badley to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC board for a term of 2 years.
The motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Congresswoman Buffalohead. Any discussion to the motion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Jackie Badley presented at a interim commerce meeting and provided us with some knowledge that was important to us, and I think that she displayed in that meeting her command of range and ranch land issues. I will be abstaining for the reasons I've stated earlier.
Is there any more discussion to this motion for confirmation? Seeing none, the question is, shall Jackie Badley be appointed to the Blue Stem Ranch Board for, or confirmed to the Blue Stem Ranch Board for a term of 2 years? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Yeck.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Abstain.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. Jackie Badley is confirmed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 2 years. Agenda item number 9 is consideration of Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board appointee James Perrier. Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Move to confirm James Perrier to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 3 years.
Have a motion. Is
second.
There a second? Congresswoman Pratt offered a second. Is there any discussion to this motion for confirmation? Congresswoman Bethelhead.
I've had the privilege of knowing James Perrier my entire life, and he has ranched his entire life. He has raised his children in that area as well, almost all of them, exception of Jane. But he loves ranching, and he loves what he does, and he also loves the SH people. I would urge you to vote yes.
Any more discussion to this motion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Based on my research and the information I have, I do believe that James Perrier is qualified to serve on this board.
Is there any more discussion to this motion? Congressman Supernaw.
I'm certainly am in favor of James Perrier for this board, but I think with this, with his confirmation, this rounds out a board that's it's probably going to be one of the best boards that we've ever installed for the purpose that they'll be charged with. So I urge everybody to vote for his confirmation.
Thank you, Congressman Supernaw. Any more discussion to this motion? The question is, shall James Perrier be confirmed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 3 years? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Abstain.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Yeck.
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. James Perrier is confirmed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board for a term of 3 years. We have seated a full Blue Stem Ranch Board. That's the good work, Congress. And now we are on agenda item number 10, which is the consideration of Executive Editorial Board appointee Teresa Lamson to a term of 3 years. Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Move to confirm Teresa Lamson to the editorial board for a total of 3 years.
Second.
A motion and a second by Congresswoman Edwards. Is there any discussion to this motion? Congresswoman Edwards.
I spoke with Teresa Lamson about being reappointed to this board. You know, sometimes when you serve on a board for a period of years, you get to the point where you think, okay, I've I've done my responsibilities here, I've made my contribution, and I can move on to something else. And at first, I think that was Teresa's thought, was that she was going to, you know, that she'd done her role. But in talking with her, she indicated that she found some renewed excitement and energy for serving again. She's infinitely qualified, and she brings a sense of professionalism as well as knowledge of journalism to this board, and I'm pleased that she has decided to be considered again for another 3-year term.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Urge for support.
Is there any more discussion to this motion? The question is, shall Teresa Lamson be confirmed as the executive appointment to the editorial board to a 3-year term? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
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 Is there any opposed to that motion? Seeing none, Teresa Lamson is confirmed to a term of 3 years to the editorial board. Next item on the agenda is a consideration of the Congressional Editorial Board appointee Lou King to a 3-year term. Congressman Walker.
I move to appoint and confirm Lou King to the editorial board for
second.
A term of 3 years.
I have a motion by Congressman Walker and a second by Congressman Mason. We are in discussion of the motion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, Lou King is here, and I think you asked if they'd like to make any comments. But I will say that I've worked with Lou King from the standpoint of going down and attending editorial board meetings from time to time, offering my thoughts from time to time, and I've always found Lou King to be professional, and she has a good listening ear. I've seen her in action. She has good leadership skills. And I think that even though we have done this on short notice, that she is certainly qualified and will serve as the Congress representative admirably. So I would like to give her an opportunity also to talk to us.
Thank you, Congresswoman Edwards. Ms. King, we're very privileged to have you here with us. Would you like to say a word to Congress about your appointment to the editorial board? Please take the podium, if you would.
I'm the one that is honored and privileged. But I've been here since I was a year old. And you can't live in the Osage without breathing it in and being part of it, even if you don't have one drop of blood. And that's what my father said one time. He was not privileged to have one drop of Osage blood. But he loved this community. And it was a privilege to be here, and I feel the same. And I'm really very thankful to have been allowed to gain the skills that would enable me to do this job. So thank you for considering me.
Thank you, Ms. King. We appreciate you being here and your work you've done on the editorial board. Any more discussion to the motion? Seeing none, the question is, shall Lou King be confirmed as a congressional appointee board member to the editorial board for a term of 3 years? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, Lou King is confirmed to the editorial board for a term of 3 years. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report today? Congressman Yak.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members of Congress, Appropriations Committee met yesterday, considered ONCR 1624. A resolution to request the formal amount of budgets for fiscal year 2017. To assist the Osage Nation Congress in carrying out its constitutional duties, sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards. Committee action was due to pass with amendments. Voting yes were Yek, Supernaw, Edwards, Pratt, and Mason, absent the Shaw. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1624 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Have a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Congressman Yeck seconded. All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed to the motion? Seeing none, we will revisit that on general order day two. Are there any more select committees to report? Seeing none, are there any standing committees to report? No reports from standing committees. We are now on introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced?
Thank goodness.
Now we're on agenda item number 15, bills and resolutions on general order day one, which is considered second reading. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 1659, an act providing appropriation to the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $748,629 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I know this is allowed by the rules. Could the sponsor please explain just a little bit about that bill?
I will during the vote, prior to the debate, or prior to the vote.
Please continue.
Also reading in ONCA 1662, an act to amend ONCA 1583 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $250,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. At this time, I would like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 1659 and ONCA 1662 to general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
The motion and a second. All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed to the motion? Motion passes. We will visit that on today's agenda on general order day two. Congresswoman Edwards.
ONCA 1667 is an act to amend ONCA 1489 to reduce the current salary of Congress members from $65,000 to $56,000 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
ONCA 1668 is an act to require members of Congress to make attending regular and special sessions a priority over other employment, to place a civil penalty on violation, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Buffalohead. Since our agenda has been amended, we are now on general order day two, when amendments can be proposed. Let me get my bearings here on my numbering.
Okay, for a 5-minute recess to see if anyone has any amendments to prepare.
Motion for a 5-minute recess. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are in a 5-minute